Millions of people in Uganda voted in presidential elections today. 81-year-old President Yoweri Museveni is seeking to extend his 40-year grip on power. And there is little doubt that he will be declared the winner again. His main challenger, again, is 43-year-old pop singer-turned-politician Bobi Wine. It's a rematch of the last election. Opposition groups claim the integrity of polls in the East African country have been undermined. This week has seen a nationwide internet blackout and an increased military presence. NPR Africa correspondent Emmanuel Akinwotu joins us now from Lagos, Nigeria. Hi, Emmanuel.
Hi, Elsa.
So tell us more about how these elections have unfolded in Uganda so far.
Well, it's been fraught. The government suspended internet and communication services. Some people have been able to bypass the internet blackout through VPNs and other tools. But overall, the effect has been essentially a blackout and minimal visibility about what's taking place, which has caused a lot of anger from many in the country who say that really this is by design. That's a view expressed by Museveni's main challenger, 43-year-old former pop singer Bobi Wine, who's captured a lot of support from many in the country, desperate for a change. But he's also been heavily targeted, beaten, shot a few years ago, and his supporters have been repeatedly tear-gassed. He spoke to the media today after he voted.
The internet has been switched off across the country. This is done in order to facilitate the intended rigging of the regime.
He also said that several members of his party have been arrested. So the election really is a reflection of the climate in Uganda, where there's never been a peaceful transfer of power since independence between leaders, and become increasingly authoritarian and repressive, according to rights groups.
Well, what about President Museveni's perspective on all this? Like, what has he said about how this whole electoral process has unfolded?
Well, he's been largely dismissive of these criticisms, calling them unfounded. He's defended the attacks on Bobi Wine, who's been repeatedly beaten, accusing him and his campaign of breaking the law. Museveni is one of Africa's longest-serving leaders. In fact, the vast majority of people in Uganda are under the age of 40 and have actually only ever known one leader. But when he came to power in 1986, he said, quote, "The main problem of Africa in general, and Uganda in particular, is not the people but leaders who want to overstay in power." His own words are now being used against him, but he insists he's right to stay in office, and he says he wants to consolidate the economic growth and development he's overseen. His government changed the constitution to allow him to run unlimited terms, and his son, General Muhoozi Kainerugaba, is widely viewed as his heir. Museveni was asked about this in an interview with Sky News on whether he should step aside for others.
If I'm available, not dead, not senile, but I'm still around, and I have some knowledge. If you are really serious about your country, why would you not want to take advantage of me?
You've ruled Uganda for half your life. Are you planning to rule for the rest of your life?
That is for the people to decide.
That is for the people to decide. Well, how significant, Emmanuel, do you think this election is for the wider region?
Well, Uganda is a major actor in the region and a neighbor to several countries that are going through major crises right now, such as Sudan, Somalia, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. You know, Uganda has really made itself an important ally, particularly to the West, including the US, you know, contributing troops to major peacekeeping forces in the region. They also have one of the largest refugee populations in Africa and have been a willing partner with the Trump administration on taking asylum seekers. So really, they're a key actor that many countries will be reluctant to criticize.
That is NPR's Emmanuel Akinwotu in Lagos. Thank you, Emmanuel.
Thanks for having me.